Hello, my name is Quay with the fraud department. How may I help you?
Hi, I have transactions on my account that shouldn't, that I've never authorized.
Okay, well, yes, sir. I'd be happy to take a look at the account with you. May you verify your first and last name for me?
Edward Hotzel.
Okay, so yeah, the account, it didn't pull over from the last representative, but I will. Just bear me one moment. I'm going to get it pulled up, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so could it be under Joe?
Yes, could be.
Okay, so I'm just going to look at it under Joe. Okay, so the account, it didn't pull up. Okay. Okay, well, yes, sir. So I have located an account. I need you to verify the full shipping address.
604 Warren Thomas Road, Texarkana, Texas, 75501.
Yes, sir. Okay, so the account is loading up, so just bear with me one moment. Yeah, it's still pulling up for me, okay? One moment. Okay, yes, sir. So I'm just going to, I'm sure the representative did explain, but I do want to re-explain how everything did come about. On December the 5th, it was a charge for the $5.74 shipping and handling costs for the tactical bag that was shipped out. I do show here on the 6th.
What was that for? Oh, ma'am, can you tell me what that was for?
Yes, sir. A tactical bag.
A tactical bag?
Yes, sir. And I'm showing here.
Nice
it. Yes, sir. It was
yes.
Delivered
I
on
can tell you honestly, I did receive those. That is something that my wife did. Okay, and I'm aware of those. And she authorized me, one under my name and one under her name, but they both go to the same account for $5.74. But then I go back and I see today that on the 12th of the 12th, there's two charges to my account, to our account, both for $67.32. And that was not authorized by either one of us.
Well, yes, sir. So I want to explain, once you elected to receive the tactical bag, it did state via the terms that it was a welcoming gift into your discounted membership program. Via the terms, you will be charged $67.32 each month, but in return, you will receive a $125 voucher via your email.
In what email?
The email here that we have on file is JOLYNHOTZEL@gmail.com.
Okay, well I want that stopped. I want it removed. I want these as far as the 574 on both of those, that's fine. If you want the bags back, we'll send them back. But I want this stopped on both accounts.
Okay, so again, I can only just handle just this one right here. I just show the one charge of the $5.74 and then the $67.32. So you would have to call in on the other account in which you are referring
okay.
to.
Okay, what company is this one? What company? What is the – is this under Extra Direct Electronics or Infinity Pro?
Okay, so I only can verify the dates and the charges. The first one was on December the 5th. For $5.74.
Exactly.
That second.
There's two of them on December 5th for $5.74. One is to Extra Direct Electronics, and the other one's for Infinity Pro. Which one are you?
Yes, sir. So I only can verify just the charges that was taking place.
You can't verify who charged it to me?
Because the merchant name can appear different, sir, than what the actual charge, because it's not going to say tactical bag out beside the charge. It can have a different merchant name.
So you're not sure which one, but then you should be able to see that there's an account there. There's two charges on the same card.
Well, the only card I show is the MasterCard ending in 4733, and the only account information is under yours, Edward Hartzell. And then also, the secondary name is just Joe.
Okay, so that's got to be under the extra direct, if that's to me. Okay. All right, I just need to verify which one it is, so I need to know which one I'm waiting for. But, yes, I want all of that stopped. If you want the bag back, we will mail the bag back.
Yes, sir. So in regards to the 6732, we'll be happy to credit back a 50% refund.
Why only a 50% refund? I don't want any of your stuff.
Yes, sir. So via the terms, when you did elect to receive the tactical bag and it was shipped out to you, and then also we did email. Sir?
All right. Yes. I'm going to turn this over to my bank and I'm going to let them handle it. And they'll just put a stop payment on all of it.
Well, one moment to make sure that the account is canceled.
Just into my bank for fraud. Okay? This is ridiculous. You charged me twice for the same thing under two different company names because my wife authorized a $5.74, one under my name and one under hers, purchase. And you can't. And you're going to charge me 50% of that amount. So you charged me $67 plus the $10 for a stupid little bag that's not worth $10 to start with.
Well, I'm only showing just the account we do have and as a courtesy.
You and I are at an impasse. We're not going to get anywhere with this. We're not going to agree on this. I'm going to turn it over to my bank under fraud, and I'm going to let them handle it. I appreciate your help. Thank you.
I did refund the 6732 as a courtesy, and also it does take 3 to 5 business days to fully reflect back on the account. And I also do have the confirmation number.
Okay.
C as in Charlie.
If you can. I'm ready to write it down if you have the confirmation number.
C as in Charlie, 263-219.
I'm sorry. Ma'am, can you start over, please? I didn't hear the first.
C as in Charlie.
263.
C as in
okay.
Charlie. 263.
C as in Charlie. Mm-hmm.
Let me know when you're ready. I'm going to repeat it.
C as in Charlie. 263.
Okay. So it's C as in Charlie. 263.
Yes, ma'am.
219-114.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling customer support.
You have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.